Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. I appreciate your time. Thank you for watching. We have some news out of the NRA trial that was going on in New York. The verdict is in. And the jury has found two out of the three co-defendants liable for corruption of the NRA. I'm going to get you up to date on all of this. But if you're not sure what I'm talking about, the NRA has been in a jam for a while, and they've been being sued by Letitia James, the attorney general in New York, looking to go after Wayne LaPierre, Woody Phillips, as Wilson is his first name, and John Frazier. Woody Phillips is the former NRA financial chief, and John Frazier is the general counsel of the NRA. And the jury verdict is in, and Wayne LaPierre has been found liable for costing the NRA $5.4 million in corruption. Now, they said that he has already paid slightly more than $1 million of that total and will still need to pay back the rest. Former NRA finance chief Wilson Woody Phillips was found liable for $2 million. Of the funds he cost the NRA. He will have to pay that back. General Counsel John Frazier was found to not have cost the NRA financially. So $6.4 million has been ordered to be repaid to the NRA from Wayne LaPierre and Woody Phillips. Now, there's a couple things that I want to also tell you about, because now that the verdict is in, this was civil. There were no charges filed criminally on this. And there were a couple other things the judge still needs to do. The judge, without the jury, still needs to decide if they're going to install monitors and experts to oversee the NRA's charitable assets. The judge also needs to decide whether LaPierre, and this is the funny part, follow me. The judge still needs to decide whether LaPierre and Phillips should be barred from re-election or appointment as officers in the NRA and other New York-based nonprofits. Now, if you haven't seen my video about Wayne LaPierre's resignation, I'll pin it above. Watch that video, because part of his agreement to step down said that he couldn't take another office, couldn't work as a consultant, and couldn't work for another company working with the NRA. Then why would the judge need to decide this? Maybe because the judge sees through this? Interesting. One other thing the judge needs to decide is if both LaPierre and Phillips should be barred from soliciting and or collecting funds for charities in New York. And I think the answer should be absolutely. They should never be able to deal with a charity ever again, because they've proven to be not worthy of the responsibility. Let me give you a quick quote that came out of James's office. This came down, I guess, like as I was just getting off my plane here, actually in Orlando. The quote is this: "In New York, you cannot get away from corruption and greed, no matter how powerful or influential you think you may be. Everyone, even the NRA and Wayne LaPierre, must play by the same rules." Now, of course, the NRA came out and said that this was a witch hunt. But was it, though? Wayne LaPierre used NRA funds to travel back and forth on a private jet to the Bahamas 8 times. He also billed the NRA for, like, mosquito treatments at his private residence. The list goes on and on, not to even mention the suits, right? Is that a witch hunt, or is that accountability? Another quote that came out of the Attorney General's office was, "Saying you're sorry now, saying maybe you'll put back a couple of those cookies in the cookie jar, doesn't mean you didn't take the cookies." That's a good little quote right there. So Wayne LaPierre and Woody Phillips have been found responsible for causing the NRA $6.4 million in corruption. We'll see what else the judge has to say on this. I just wanted to get you this information, because a lot of us have been waiting for this day to see what was going to happen. Let me know what you guys and gals think down below. Sound off. Many of you are still NRA members. I'm a life NRA member. They don't give them any more money. What do you do when you renounce a life membership? You're not a member, but you're still a member because you're on the life member rolls. Many of you are out there in the same boat. What do you think they should do to fix it? Should they fix it? Let me know down below. Until we see each other again, be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. It's your right. You are your own first responder. You are responsible for the safety of those you love. Take that responsibility very serious. See you on the next one. Take care.